And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 13th of July, 2025. The release of the documentary film Finn was on this day in 2021. Director Eli Roth entered the documentary world when he helmed and starred in Finn, an advocacy film about the forces driving the global trade in shark fins and other products derived from the increasingly threatened animals. For 5 years, Roth, an avid shark lover, worked on the film, traveling the world to expose the barbarity undergirding the market. Roth, who normally directs horror films, has called Finn the most terrifying movie I've ever made. Scenes include Roth boarding an industrial fishing ship with dying sharks littering its floors and fishermen cutting open and/or beating the animals. Describing his first shark dive, Roth said, "Immediately I felt so comfortable and so safe. I realized that everything I believed growing up in Massachusetts where Jaws is set, was a lie. And it was all propaganda against sharks. They are incredible animals, these majestic creatures that are so intelligent, very aware of you. They have personalities like dogs. I just started diving more and more, falling in love with it. Then I learned that we're killing 100 million sharks every year. That's the conservative estimate." According to a 2021 study published in Nature, the number of sharks in the open oceans has fallen 71% in 50 years, while an estimated 100 million sharks are killed by humans each year. That's 247,000 sharks killed by humans every day. For reference, on average, sharks kill fewer than 10 humans per year globally. While the number can fluctuate, the general trend is that shark attacks are rare, and even rarer do these attacks result in fatalities. Sharks are ancient creatures, having roamed our blue planet's oceans for more than 450 million years. They are older than dinosaurs and even trees. Shark populations have plummeted in recent decades due to a number of factors, especially overfishing and bycatch, exacerbated by sharks' slow reproductive rates. One reason sharks have been overfished is due in large part to the unsustainable global shark fin trade. Fins from up to 73 million sharks enter the international market each year, many destined for China and other countries where shark fin soup remains a delicacy and a status symbol. And yet sharks play a crucial role in their ecosystems as apex predators managing the ocean's diversity of species. Ross said, "I met many shark conservationists and they're amazing. You have people like Regina Domingo in Mexico and the Nakawe Project, and Stephanie Brendel at Shark Allies, and Madison Stewart, who's working with shark fishermen to flip them into shark tourism, and Ocean Ramsey in Hawaii, Gary Stokes at Oceans Asia, just people who are all doing incredible stuff. They all feel so isolated, and I wanted to give them a tool where they could just push a button and in 90 minutes explain the problem." The film premiered on Discovery's Shark Week. Ross said, "The pandemic was happening and Discovery said, we can put this on Shark Week. It was actually always intended as a theatrical documentary, but Shark Week is the audience we wanted to hit. And it really helped open people's eyes to what's going on and helped change the perception of sharks." Ever since Finn was released, Roth has been advocating to end shark fishing tournaments, contests rewarding those who catch the largest animal, including the North Atlantic Monster Shark Tournament in Fairhaven, Massachusetts, which was abruptly shut down in 2021 after Roth posted a complaint on Instagram. Roth's also working to discourage the use of shark liver oil, aka squalene, in cosmetics products. "My goal is to make Finn a totally obsolete movie," Roth says, "that nothing in it is relevant anymore because it's all been fixed." In the U.S., shark finning, the practice of cutting off a shark's fin and often re-releasing the animal back into the water to die, is illegal. As of last year, buying or selling fins is as well. Roth wants to end all shark fishing in the U.S. And here's a poem for today, "The Sharks" by Denise Levertov. "Well then, the last day the sharks appeared, dark fins appear, innocent, as if in fair warning. The sea becomes sinister. Are they everywhere? I tell you, they break 6 feet of water. Isn't it the same sea, and won't we play in it anymore? I like it clear, not too calm, enough waves to fly in on. For the first time, I dared to swim out of my depth. It was sundown when they came, the time when a sheen of copper stilled the sea, not dark enough for moonlight, clear enough to see them easily. Dark, the sharp lift of the fins. The Sharks by Denise Levertov. This has been The Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that sharks are not villains.